everyone, and welcome back to the Walking Dead series by The Verdict Inn. I'm your host, Nicole.
I'm Gary.
And today we are talking about The Walking Dead, Season 6, Episode 9, entitled No Way Out. It was written by Seth Hoffman, who has worked on Prison Break, House, and The Walking Dead.
Anyway, you know, I used to love both those shows.
Yeah.
Prison Break and
Prison
House.
Break. I loved Prison Break.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Good show.
And, of course, The Walking Dead, of course. And directed by Greg Nicotero, who has done Fear the Walking Dead, The Walking Dead. He does all the makeup and stuff.
Okay.
And he also worked on Sin City, A Dame to Kill For.
Wow.
Yeah, the most recent one, the one that came out a couple years ago.
Oh, you know, I haven't seen that.
Yeah, we saw it in the movies.
We saw it?
Yeah.
We went to the movies and saw it?
I'm sure we did. I've seen it. We went to the movies and saw it.
The second one?
Yeah.
Damn, I guess it wasn't that memorable.
I mean, I think we liked it, but I don't think we liked it as much as, like, the original Sin City. Okay. The original Sin City was like, oh my gosh, but...
Right.
You know, because it was something so new. All right, so before we get our recap, I know you guys are tired of hearing this if you listen to our podcast, but I just want to say it for people who are new. The way our recap goes is we do our likes, our dislikes, then we discuss any listener letters we may have, and then we'll have an award and a prediction. And I was just, before we started retaping right now, I was telling Gary, like, oh, I'm kind of tired of saying that because I watch, like, if you watch The Flash or Supergirl or any CW show like The Arrow, like, every episode starts off with the same way. Like, my name is Barry so-and-so and I'm The Flash. It's like, shut up. I've heard that every episode. And I just thought about that right now when I give our little, how our podcast works. But
it's okay.
I guess it's kind of needed, so.
Yeah.
All right. All right, so before we get into everything, what did you think? Any second thoughts since you watched it a second time?
Yeah. So you know what I thought. I loved it.
You still loved it.
I loved it.
You didn't like it a little less since you've seen it twice now?
No, in fact, I'm more in love with it.
Yeah.
That was a good show.
I liked it.
It was one of the best.
It was one of the best. And I mean, people say, I saw a lot of people saying it was the best. And I thought it was up there in the top five. Maybe even it might be number two. But I'm going to stick to the best episode ever of The Walking Dead was season five premiere. When Carol saved everyone from the Terminus people.
Oh, yeah. That was, like, a good episode.
People forget stuff real fast. Like, I remember that episode. I remember watching it over and over. That episode was so good.
But this time we got deaths.
We
a
did
lot
get
of them.
Deaths. We got deaths in that one, didn't we?
Of people we know.
Okay. Oh no, that episode was so good. That episode was real good, so.
We got a lot of action. But yeah, that episode was good.
Yeah. That's still my favorite one overall.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to start off with our likes, and we're going to start off with the guy on the motorcycle. I don't think we got his name, but even though he was a bad guy and he was about to kill Sasha and Abraham, I thought he was kind of like super cool.
You thought it was cool?
Yeah, like the leather jackets, him and his friends. Like, they looked like they had no worries. Like, they were just sitting there conversating as if they weren't robbing them right then and there. You know?
Yeah.
And then they even said, like, he was just kind of, I mean, he was super cool, but I have some critiques as well. But, like, when he was like, you guys didn't come upon that car or whatever truck they have. Like, you know, you have resources. You know how to get stuff. So, Negan really definitely wants to meet you guys.
Okay.
So, I liked him. He was just, like, so cool with it.
He was a little too cool for school for me.
Really?
Yeah, he was doing too much, saying too much. Like, when you talk about shit, you don't eat shit, you don't eat nibbles.
Oh, I have that on my dislikes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Yeah.
Corny sayings that they say on The Walking Dead. All right, next, Daryl shooting the guys with the RPG.
Oh, that was badass.
It was like, where did that come from? Like, I knew it was back there from last season. We knew it was back there, but it just like, boom.
Yeah, when we was watching, I was like, what in the hell just happened?
Yeah, like, I was so confused at first. Cause I was like, did their own people blow them up? I was like,
did
super
his bike
confused.
Blow up?
Yeah, I thought that was so cool. And then we've kind of mentioned how Daryl hasn't really been doing much these last season or two. He's just kind of been, like, in chill mode, you know.
Yeah.
And just to see him come back.
He's just been JSSing.
He's been JSSing. And now he's, like, out there. I mean, he did two big things this episode, so I liked it.
Yeah.
Because Daryl used to be my favorite character, like, for the longest time. And then, like, slowly slowly I kind of forgot about him.
Really?
Yeah.
You can't forget about Daryl.
No, I mean, he's kind of like, if I don't see Daryl, it's not like, oh, where was Daryl this episode? He's really? Kind of like on the same level of liking as, I'm not going to say Pastor Gabriel.
Oh,
but
you're
like,
tripping now. All right. Like, you want to time out?
No, I'm just saying, like, Daryl, he used to be like my favorite. And then now he's just kind of like an afterthought, you know?
No, he's still one of my favorites.
Okay. All right. I think Michonne has took that spot, though.
I can't believe you said that.
I know. I was just joking.
Pastor Gabriel.
I was just joking. He's not on Pastor Gabriel's level. All right. So the next on our likes list is kind of two different things, but I kind of wrote them down together. The walkers. The walkers this episode were very scary looking.
Yeah.
All of them. I mean, the details that they put in those walkers.
Yeah, very, very thriller-like.
Yes. Like, even one part, someone had, like, all these bubbly things under their chin. It was disgusting, and then it was just really good. Like, they didn't hold back this episode at all.
It's been good for a while.
Yeah, but remember that episode earlier this season when we were laughing that the walkers' hands were, like, nice and clean? They didn't do makeup on them?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
They were half-assing it, so...
Yeah, they shot the scene after lunch break or something.
right.
Their hands were nice and clean.
The hands were nice and clean, so I thought they did a really good job with all the walkers, and especially the ones that had, like, zero meat on them, that you can see their ribs and everything. They looked really scary.
Yeah, those were good graphics.
Yeah. Which brings me to the next point of, I loved how Sam was so scared and how it played Carol's words back to him.
Right.
Because that was scary shit.
It was scary.
And then it was kind of ironic that he died exactly how Carol told him he was going to die.
That is ironic.
You know?
Yeah.
Except for people did hear him scream. She said, no one will hear you scream. But she did say, you won't be able to run. And he was not able to run.
Yeah. But it's like Carol is doing more bad than good these days. And I'm just saying that because, you know, Carol is too involved. Too involved. You know, this is like, I mean, she's like deeper than anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Like, remember in a jail, she was teaching the kids how to kill.
Oh, yeah, on the low.
On the low. And those little girls end up being crazy. They end up being killing machines for real.
Right. So Lizzie would have never known how to use a knife.
Right.
If Carol didn't show her.
So Carol, I mean, I'm not saying Carol is off her rockets, but she's pretty damn close now.
So it may be the end of Carol.
Oh, hell no.
No?
I love Carol. What are you talking about?
Well, Carol to me didn't even really become, and God forbid if I offend anyone, but Carol didn't really become an important character until last season when she saved the people from Terminus. Like, to me, I never ever thought about Carol. Like, yes, when she killed...
Hold on, but we saw Carol build up, though.
Tyrese's girlfriend, that was like, oh, okay. But, like, I've never been interested in Carol until last season.
Right.
And I think that she's played her part. She's grown from, you know, that battered wife to superhero. But now she's become a bad superhero. She's become Deadpool. I think this is the end for Carol. I think she needs to, I don't want to say die, but she needs to chill out. She needs to get with her. She needs to change. You know,
yeah,
as Morgan
was
saying.
I agree with that.
I mean, she up here threatening Morgan. Walkers are outside, and she's like, I should have killed you. Like, you're still worried about the wrong thing.
Yeah.
And then we just got off topic from the whole scary walkers and Sam prediction, but...
I still like Carol.
Yeah. I mean, no, I don't dislike her, but it's starting to get that way. Like, starting to see her. I used to get excited last season, even earlier this season. Like, oh, they don't know how Carol is. But now I see her, I go, she's a little petty.
I still think Carol's going to do what Carol got to do. Just period. Carol's going to, when you need help, Carol's going to be there. You can always depend on her.
Yeah.
But what I was saying is that Carol is just, she's takes some things a little too far.
Yeah, like killing the wolf. Was that a good decision? I mean, yeah, I can't. I'm not going to try to argue one.
You can't really argue that because she didn't know.
Right. Anyone would have killed him.
Right.
Okay. All right, next on our list is Michonne killing Ron, which we talked about a little bit in the instant cast last night.
Oh, yeah, Michonne don't play. And she don't blink either.
Mm-mm. There was no confusion. What's going on? She didn't ask any questions. Sorry, sir, can you put down your gun? None of that happened. She just, like, killed him.
I'm surprised Ron wasn't in shock. I mean, he just saw his brother die, his mother die.
Right. At this point, why would you try to kill one of them? You're all alone. You're the only one left in your family. Wouldn't you, I guess maybe he feels like none of them are going to make it, might as well take someone out, but you would think that, oh shit, I really need to be on their good side now because I don't have a dad, I don't have a mom, I don't have a brother.
Right.
You know? What did he think was going to happen? He was just going to shoot them and then walk away? Or was he suicidal?
I don't know what he thought. I don't know what he thought, but it was just a bad decision.
Right.
The wrong time.
Because he could have still been living right now. I mean, it's just like his dad. He made a stupid decision.
Right. Like, is Ron still tripping over Enid?
I don't know.
Is he still mad at Carl over that? I mean. Because why is he so mad at Carl? I don't understand it.
And how are you this mad? Like, it seems like all that anger would go away when there's walkers, like millions of walkers.
Yeah, I would think that his anger would be more towards Rick than Carl, but I guess he still got that little schoolboy crush. Thinking Carl took his girl or something, I don't know.
But how could you be thinking about that crush if your brother just died, your mom just died, right in front of you? Like, why would you even be thinking about the crush right then and there?
You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised how men think.
Okay.
I'm joking. I don't know. It's crazy. I don't understand why he's just that obsessed with Carl to the point where he's going to try to kill him right there.
Mm-hmm. And the look in Rick's eyes, he looks so confused. Like, wait, why is he pointing the gun at me, you know? I thought Rick acted that one pretty good.
Abraham. Oh, so you think he was pointing at Rick?
Well, not at Rick, but I mean, why is he pointing in my direction? Why is he pointing it?
Okay.
At us in the first place, so.
All right.
I mean, who knows? Yeah, it might have been at Rick, because Rick is the one that cut the mom's hand off, but the mom was dead.
Yeah. But I thought it was Carl, because he kept saying you.
Who said you?
Ron.
He did?
Yeah, before he shot, he was like, you. He kind of said it kind of low.
Okay, I didn't know that.
But speaking of Ron, seeing Jesse and Sam die, that was horrible. It was sad.
Yeah, when we were actually watching it the second time, I asked Gary, I was like, have we seen, I mean, I know kids have died on the show, but have we seen a kid get eaten by a walker?
You know what? I don't remember.
Sophia, we know, was eaten by a walker.
Right.
Or bit by a walker, but we've never actually seen a kid get eaten.
Yeah, I think this was the first.
This was the first. It was pretty, it was sad, but at the same time, I don't know. Ron, I mean, Sam, he could have been Carl 6 years ago. You know, that could have happened to Carl. Carl was never scared like that. Carl was always just getting into trouble, getting into stuff.
Yeah.
But that could have been Carl 6 years ago.
Right. And Jesse, I felt her pain.
Oh, yeah.
We started screaming. And, you know, at first I thought in my head, like, oh, I hope she'd be quiet.
Yeah.
But then I thought, like, shit, I'd be screaming too.
Right.
If I sat there and saw my child get eaten.
Right in front of you. Or get
killed right in front of me. I don't know what I'll do.
There's no way you wouldn't just break down and cry. I mean, you would both. Yeah. She did what any parent would do.
She did.
Because you're not going to be thinking, okay, I have another child protector. You know, not in that situation.
Right.
You know, that's too much is going on for you to be trying to think clearly.
And this is the baby.
Yeah, the baby. And that she probably thinks, dang, I should have sent him off to with Pastor Gabriel.
Right.
Which I don't know why she didn't. Why did she let him decide to go with him?
I don't know. Well, I think she knew he would put up a fight anyway, because he already said, no, I want to stay with you.
Mm-hmm.
And she probably wanted the conversation to be over. Like,
no, but he made it sound like he was good. Like, no, I got this. I can do it now.
Yeah, I think he was good, or he thought he was good at that point.
Mm-hmm. He didn't know it was going to take him 10 years to get from one side of the block, one side of the neighborhood to the other side of the neighborhood.
Yeah, he didn't know the neighborhood was so big.
Right.
He didn't know a whole day and night had passed. Right.
It looked like they missed a couple meals and everything from walking from one end to the next. All right, so next, Carl's eye. I really liked watching it the second time and seeing that eye. And then even Chandler Riggs posted a picture on Twitter, I believe, last night.
Yeah.
That looked really cool.
It was cool.
It was so gross, but it looked cool. And I know a lot of people are like, we don't need another governor and all that, you know, the one eye. But
yeah,
like a one eye on a kid, that's going to be, I don't know.
You think it's going to be cool?
I mean, it's not
going to be different.
It's going to be, it's sad. It's unfortunate, but I think it's going to be kind of cool.
So you think he's going to survive?
He has to.
Why?
I don't know. We already just killed two kids. We're gonna kill Carl.
I don't know. You know, Walker Dead is lawless right now.
Yeah, they are lawless.
They're following no rules.
I don't know. I guess I always think of Rick and Carl never going anywhere. Like, those are the two people I just think nothing will ever happen to them. But, you know, I was saying earlier, I think this season, that I'm like, I wouldn't be surprised if they killed Rick. I mean, I would, but it wouldn't be the end of the world if they killed Rick. I would still watch the show.
Right, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
All right, so I mentioned last night in the Instant Cast, Rosita punking Eugene, or kind of not punking him, but kind of doing that reverse psychology.
I don't think it was reverse psychology. I think she really believed what she said.
Yeah, I was going to say, she probably wasn't trying to do reverse psychology.
She was in her feelings at that moment.
Okay, she's probably like tired of him being a punk or whatever.
She's probably tired of him talking all hard over there. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, we got to get out here and do this, that. Like, he haven't fought a day in his life.
Right. And then, because he had that big old knife in his hand, and I'm thinking, why does he have that big old knife? Like, what are you going to do with that? We've seen you, Eugene. You don't do anything. So
right.
She was probably just tired of it.
I think she was just tired of him talking.
All right, so the wolf sacrificing himself for Janice. I thought that was pretty cool.
That was cool.
It still doesn't excuse his behavior.
He became a changed man, though.
I don't know. It's kind of like I always said Merle. People said Merle, Daryl's brother.
Yeah.
Redeemed himself. And I felt he did too much to redeem himself. And I kind of feel that way about the wolf. Like, yes, he changed, but he killed so many people. He was involved in killing so many people.
Man, it's just so hard for you to forgive people.
No, it's not hard for me to forgive people, but some things are unforgivable.
I mean, it only takes a second to redeem yourself.
And so what is it? You just kill 100 people and like, oops, my bad. I'm a good person now. Like,
no, you don't have to say, oops, my bad, but you got to save one of the people that matters.
Kill 10, save one, and it's all good? No way. I think it's the opposite. You kill one, save 10, and you're good. You know, but he did it the opposite way. So in my opinion, I don't think he's redeemed. But I do believe, as you said last night, that Morgan was correct when he said that people can change.
Right.
I still don't think all people can change. And even if they do change, it doesn't mean that their actions are now reversed or forgiven. Okay. I mean, it's like people who are in prison. A lot of them are changed men probably by now. You know, they find religion, whatever, and they probably won't go out and do another crime. But sorry, you still have to pay your time.
Okay.
So that's how I feel.
Me, personally, I forgive the wolf.
Well, of course you do. He didn't kill any of your people. If you think about it, if you really think about it, the wolf killed Jesse and her family. Because the walkers wouldn't have came if the wolf and them didn't bring that alarm, you know, and all that noise to the to Alexandria. So, he killed a lot of people.
Yeah, he did.
He's the one that got Carl shot. Well, no.
But Carl's going to get shot anyway.
Yeah, Carl might have got shot in the back if the thing didn't fall or whatever. All right, so Rick going out and slaying the walkers, in a way, it was very, very stupid and reckless.
It was.
But at the same time, it was awesome.
Yeah, it was that also. The thing about that is, it's like Rick went out there, you know, his emotions got the best of him. He went out there fighting. But what was so funny about that scene is when everybody else went out there to bring him back, to mm-hmm. save him, he gonna start yelling out commands.
Yeah.
Yo, back up. Get him here. Do that.
Like,
hold up. They came out there to save you.
Yeah, which is why.
So he was yelling out commands like he planned the whole thing.
Which is why I don't think Rick is like the best leader, because he thinks too much with his emotions. He lets his emotions run him. You remember how he treated Sasha?
You know what? You're right, but can you blame him at this moment? His son Nick just gets shot in the face.
Yeah, and that's when you have to step down as the leader. That's what presidents would do. If something serious happens in their family, they remove themselves from office. They don't continue on because now you're too emotionally, I don't know, strung out or whatever. So Rick, I mean, we've seen him act with his emotions way too many times. As I mentioned, when Sasha and Tyrese first came to the prison, He went off on them for no reason because he was all in his feelings. He's okay leader. I'm not going to say he's the worst.
Yeah, he's an emotional person.
He's got them far. But I think it's time that he steps down. I think it's time that Michonne comes into leadership role.
You know what? I don't like the step down Rick. I don't like the gardener. I don't like that Rick.
I don't like that I'm going to just fall back and follow everything Rick either. But I don't like that Rick that met Aaron. Remember how he treated Aaron? That okay, Rick that's just right. Paranoid over everybody and everything. I kind of like Rick, season one Rick, when he was willing to ask for help, when he worked with Shane, he worked with Glenn.
But you know what? A lot has happened since then. I mean, the governor happened. What's the other people? Terminus. A lot of stuff happened since then. And this wasn't little things. This was like some real serious things that happened.
I understand that. And guess what? Michonne has been through most of it and she still has her head on her shoulders.
Well, we all know Michonne smoked weed.
She does.
We all know that. We know Michonne's.
I mean, it is the apocalypse, but where are they getting weed from? Like, I don't even know.
I mean, she's just a little too calm for me.
That's what makes a good leader. She's calm. She pays attention.
That's what I be thinking when I see her. So I'm like, what is she smoking? She's just a little too calm.
Which actually brings me to the next like on our list is Michonne is a ride or die. She always has whoever her friends are, she has their back. We've seen her with Andrea when Andrea went to stay at the governor's place. Well, Michonne eventually did say, I gotta go.
Yeah.
But Michonne puts her friends first.
Right.
You know, she's always helped Carl. She's always helped Rick. Either last season or earlier this season, she told Rick she was with him even when she's not with him. Like,
I think that was last season.
Like, I have your back. Even if I don't agree with you, I'm going to still have your back.
I think that was like the, was it the last episode or the episode right before it?
I don't know. It was when he was, I forgot about that crazy scene. When he was on the ground acting crazy, fighting Pete.
Okay.
Blood all over. I mean, Rick just be too, he just don't know how to chill. He don't know how to get his message across because he's always too emotional about it. No one's listening to a crazy man. You gotta be calm for people to understand what you're saying.
He gets his point across.
Look how many people he loses in the process of getting his point across.
Okay.
Well, we finally see Gabriel come out of his shell and he gets real.
Finally.
I mean, granted, he still is a new character. We just met him last season.
He's part of the family. He's not new anymore.
Eugene has been there longer than Gabriel, and we've let him slide on more things than that.
Hold up, Eugene's been there longer than Gabriel?
Yeah, they came. Eugene and them came like in season 4.
Man, okay.
Remember, they were in Terminus with them. That's when they came like mid season 4.
Right, you're right.
And Eugene lied. Let's not forget that. Yeah, big Eugene, time.
He did lie.
He didn't just tell a lie. He actually lied. He lived a lie.
He lived a lie.
Yes. But I was happy to see Gabriel, you know, finally, I don't want to say grow some balls because it's so easy for us to judge how someone would act in this situation when I probably would be Gabriel. Like, I'd be scared as hell.
You know what? I thought it was a cool scene, but then I thought about it. Can I just go back to letting him be my pastor after seeing that?
What, being a badass?
After seeing him kill people?
Yeah.
You know, think about it. You know, he's still a pastor. You still got to go to his church. And you're sitting there like, oh, yeah. Pastor Gabe out there slicing the dice.
He didn't really kill people. He killed walkers. They were already dead. If you think about it.
Right, you're
if
right.
If anything, he saved lives.
Okay.
You know, look all at right. it that way. Our pastor saves lives.
That is a cool way of looking at it.
So, yeah, I was happy to see Gabriel.
Pastor gets down and dirty with us.
Yeah, he's rocking with us. So, I'm glad to finally see Gabriel not be a punk anymore because so many people were tired of that punk Gabriel.
I don't see Gabriel as a punk. I saw him as a pastor.
No.
His job is not to get out there and kill with you.
Okay, but then, okay, how was he...
His job is to make you feel good about killing.
No, he was able to take Rick's protection, walk with them, you know, have them protect him all the way to Alexandria, and then the moment they get there, he tries to talk crap about them.
Well, he's seen a lot of bad stuff from them.
Yes, but he knows that they didn't just randomly go up and kill people, or they would have randomly killed him. He knew when they killed those people in the church, it's because those people were about to kill them. So for him to betray
But did he know that?
Come on, the people kept telling him, come out, pastor, we'll let you go, you and the baby. Come on.
I think he wasn't ready.
He
wasn't ready to see them kill like that.
They ate Bob's leg. what kind of people did he think they were?
But Gay wasn't the only one that looked at Rick like he was crazy. When Rick killed a guy in the church, you know, just kept hitting him and hitting him. You know, we seen, what's the other guy's name?
Glenn.
We saw Glenn look at Rick like he was crazy. We saw Meg, you know, and these people have, you know, killed with Rick. And they were all looking like, wow, you know, Rick has went too far this time.
Okay. Well, that's another example of Rick and his emotions. Thank you for bringing that one up for me. Another reason why he should not be leader anymore. I mean, I'm not calling for Rick's death or anything crazy like that. I'm just saying he kind of needs to take a back seat. He needs to become the Daryl to Rick, or the Shane to Rick, the good Shane. So, you know, he needs to just step back and let Michonne lead or whatever.
So you think he need to take a leave of absence?
A leave of absence, right.
Okay.
FMLA.
FMLA.
Family Medical Leave Act. That's what he needs right now. He has a good excuse. All right. Daryl setting fire. Once again, we already mentioned Daryl was a badass this episode, but him setting the fire, you know, he brought that plan back from those people that tried to rob him earlier in the season.
Yeah.
And how they said...
Hold on. Which he was bad in that episode. He was a badass.
Really?
He was. If something goes down, Daryl's the one you want to have on your side. You want him to be right there with you.
Maybe.
Like Carol. Even though Carol is losing her mind, she's somebody you want right there with you.
No, I mean, of course. I'm not saying maybe for that. Yeah, you definitely want Daryl. But I guess if I had to pick anybody, it would be like Michonne and Crazy Abraham and Rick. Those are my top three people. Runners up, Daryl and Carol, of course. And Sasha.
I don't know. Because I seen Abraham and his emotions a little too much also.
Yeah, but he gets the job done.
So I think I probably, you know, have my back probably would be Daryl, Carol, and Michonne.
Oh, Carol. No, she's a runner up. No, you know, Carol's a possibility, but you would take Carol over Rick?
Over Rick?
Yeah.
No, I'm saying if I was Rick.
Oh, okay.
let's say Rick didn't exist.
Okay.
And the character was Gary.
Okay. Okay.
And, you know, Gary would rather have Daryl, Carol, and Michonne. I mean, you know, I love them all.
Right.
But if I was just out in the woods, those three I want with me.
I'll do Michonne, Carol, and Abraham. I don't know what I said a few minutes ago, but that's mine.
I mean, that's what you said a few minutes ago.
Oh, okay. I don't think I said Carol last time. I said Rick because I didn't know Rick was not in the equation.
Oh, okay.
All right, but Daryl setting... Oh, I said Daryl, but I guess he's not in the equation anymore. But Daryl setting fire... I thought that was kind of cool. Him gathering all the walkers. So now we know how they get rid of the walkers in Alexandria.
Right.
The only thing is, next week, we better not just see, like, a nice, clean Alexandria. Like, nothing ever happened. You know, there better be blood stains on the street, and there better still be walkers that they have to remove the bodies on the street.
I don't think it really matters.
What, if we see them or not?
If we see them or not.
We at least better see them moving a couple bodies. Like, oh, these are the final bodies. We're almost done, you guys. To imply that they were working all day and night to remove the bodies.
I don't think it really matters. I don't think it's going to be a deal breaker. You know, Walking Dead, you know, they do things all the time and don't explain them.
Right.
Man, we may go to the next episode. There may be a wall built.
Yeah.
The tower's back up.
Or they might go 6 months later. That would be easy just for them not to show any all the cleanup and everything. Man, 6 months later.
They might go the next day.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see. All right, the quick flashes, our last like is the quick flashes of the residents of Alexandria all killing the walkers. I thought that was cool, showing all of them.
Now, I think that's my favorite scene. Favorite scene with the quick flashes of, they show each individual swinging their sword, their knife, whatever they had.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty awesome.
I saw that one lady with a frying pan.
Shut up, bro.
Nah. But it was cool that the whole community came out, and I don't know if I should say did their part.
They did their part. Now we know who's tough and who's still scared, because that can't be all of Alexandria.
That can't be.
Well, you know what? The wolves came in and killed a lot of people, so who knows?
Yo, they had a rough 48 hours.
Right. The worst time ever.
The last 48 hours was hell on them. Damn.
Yeah. All right. Dislikes. We kind of mentioned in the beginning of this episode is that we kind of don't like, and we've mentioned it before, their corny little sayings. Like, they say stuff that people don't actually say in real life. Such as the guy telling Abraham, you have to eat shit, best not to swallow, or best not to think about it.
Yeah, if you have to eat shit, it's best not to nibble.
Yeah, best not to nibble, just bite, chew, swallow, and repeat. Like, what are you talking about, dude? Why don't you just say what you're trying to say? Like, what are you coming up with these little metaphors, these little stories, you know? Have you ever heard that saying?
No, I haven't.
I might have heard, eat shit. But, like, not a story behind it. Eat shit, best not to nibble. Like, what are you talking about? I don't know. It would just been better if he's like, dude, give me your gun, or it's going to go down worse if you don't.
Right.
You know, just some regular people or stuff.
Or just like, give me your gun. Don't make me ask twice.
Yeah. I mean, I would have been cool if he said, don't make me ask twice. I'm like, okay, corny, but reasonable. So that's just a small dislike. What happened to Sam saying, mom, mom, mom?
Yeah, that wasn't a dislike for me, but that was, you know, going to say that The Walking Dead, they do stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they leave you on a cliffhanger, and this was a big cliffhanger. You know, I thought that one of the walkers was going to get them right then and there.
Right.
I didn't know they was going to get them 3 hours later over, you know, by the bushes.
Right.
You know, I thought it was going to go down right then and there, but you know, Walking Dead never showed it, and I don't think I really care.
Yeah, I mean, I forgive it. The episode was so good.
I forgave him quick.
Right. Another dislike, which is kind of what The Walking Dead, they don't really like to explain things, is when they started and they left the house, it was broad daylight. It was like morning time. It was super early. And then all of a sudden you go on commercial break and it's not even just like barely dark, kids are trick-or-treating dark. It was pitch black, you should be in home in bed dark.
Yeah.
You know, and the only way they kind of let us know, they set us up for it, is that the wolf said it to Denise. He said, oh, it's going to get dark soon. And that they gave us that one small little line of him saying that.
But wasn't it raining in that scene?
Oh, that's another dislike. Yeah. Like, I guess they filmed two different times. Like, Denise and the wolf scene was rain, but Rick and them scene was not rain, because if it had rained, then their blood would have came off their clothes.
Right. So it was probably filmed different days.
Right.
And they had to get the wolf scene in, Herbert get that in. But it was a rainy day.
Yeah, it was raining because the ground was wet. You could tell it was raining. Wet.
There was a rain on her glasses.
But that whole from light to dark, it was just a little. They've done that several times on The Walking Dead where it just goes from light. I mean, they couldn't even make it a little bit dark. So I don't know. It was a little weird.
You know what I think is weird? Is people trying to analyze stuff like that.
Yeah.
And that's just weird to me, because people are like, oh, how they do that?
Yeah.
I'm like, this is Walking Dead. There's zombies.
There's zombies, right?
And you're asking how they get from light to dark?
Right. We're trying to make sense out of a show that doesn't make sense.
This is a sci-fi show. I mean, there's a zombie going around with his guts hanging out. And you wonder how they get from light to dark.
You know what, though? We are definitely at fault for that, because I know earlier last season, we were debating on how, oh no, that was on Fear the Walking Dead, but we were debating on how, when do you get bit, or when do you get infected by a walker, and how the consistency, it hasn't been consistent. Like, right. Do you get scratched? It used to be blood in your eyes, now Rick has all types of blood all over his face and mouth. So, it's only natural that we're humans. We try to make sense out of stuff.
Try to make sense out of this.
And you got to be consistent. Even if it's zombies, I don't care if it's zombies. I don't care if it's werewolves or vampires. If you're going to have a show about that, you still need to have some consistency. You can't just be like, oh, well, it's a show about zombies, so you just got to take anything that we show you.
Right.
So unless time has changed now and there's not 24 hours a day, I still expect them to show me a time lapse, you know? Show me from 6 to 7, 7 to 8. It went from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. And there is a difference. I still will critique him on that. All right, here's another critique. This is our dislikes. Funny when we're going through our dislikes. It does seem like we're nitpicking, but we have like 5 dislikes compared to all the likes.
It seems like you're nitpicking.
Okay.
Most of these will be my dislikes.
Well, I think you might agree with me on this one. They took a long ass time to go from Jesse's house to wherever the hell they were going. Like, it was daylight. How long did they have to freaking walk there?
You know what? That was crazy to me.
Like, why did he even get the chance to turn dark? You know?
That was crazy because you're right. It took a long time for them to walk out the house. And even when they huddled up by the bushes, they were like 10 feet away from the house.
Right.
It was like they didn't go that far. But as soon as Carl got shot in the eye,
right,
man, Michonne cleared the path in less than 10 seconds.
10 seconds to get there. I was like, okay, that was kind of weird, but okay. Denise running into the walkers. Like, I understand she's an Alexandrian, she can't fight, but she kept running into them. Like, ooh, bumps. Like, she bumped into them. Like, you don't see them right there. She, like, was hugging them. Like, running into their arms. I was like, dude, you're going to get killed.
Yeah, she almost got killed a couple of times.
Yeah.
But you know, but she's not used to it. She haven't been out with us in the crew.
Right. All right, last dislike. It's not really even a big dislike. I just thought it was just too coincidental that Morgan was the one that killed the wolf. It was like all those walkers out there, and the one that you kill is so happily the wolf. And then Morgan saying sorry. Like, stop with that sorry nonsense. Just kill them. They're already dead.
Let Morgan be a man of morals.
I mean, you're killing Walker. Why can't
he be a man of morals?
Because he's killing Walker. He's not killing a human being. So, I don't know. He's probably
apologizing to him for letting it get that far. For letting him turn.
All right. I just still thought it was weird that he was the one that ended up killing the Walker. Killing the wolf, excuse me.
Man. It seems like Nicole hate a good guy.
No. I don't hate a good guy. I'm just saying.
Like last night when you was talking about, who are you talking about? Pastor Gabriel.
Mm-hmm.
We was getting on him for leaving
baby Judith.
I'm like, wow, you know, he got her safe. All this good stuff he did, and now you mad at him because he left her?
Yeah, I'll stick with that, though.
He left her in good hands.
He didn't even know that lady's name. We never even seen that lady. Ever. Now we supposed to trust her?
Right.
All right, well, I think that covers it for our likes and dislikes. So if you guys want to be part of the podcast and give us your feedback and thoughts on the episode, we would love to hear from you. Our email is dead@theverdictsin.com. That's dead@theverdictsin.com. Or you can write us on Twitter @theverdictsin or facebook.com/verdictsin. Today we have a new email from Chandler, who is a new writer, longtime listener. When I first saw it, the name Chandler, I was like, oh, is it Chandler Riggs, Carl, writing into us? I was like, oh my God. I got really excited. But I'm still happy that this Chandler wrote in. But I start getting like excited. Like, is this a joke? Da, da, da. Did he see I retweeted him? Okay. So he has, hey guys, love the show. I've been listening to y'all since the Wayward Pines podcast.
Oh, cool.
Cool. Free publicity. Go listen to our Wayward Pines podcast if you guys have not.
Segway.
It was our very second podcast we ever done. And reside in Atlanta as well. Woohoo! Go That's Hawks. Cool. Go Falcons next year.
Yeah.
Next year. There's always next year. All right. Last night's episode was definitely one of the best Walking Dead episodes in a long time. We agree. It was one of the best. It was filled with action through the whole episode. I have to agree with y'all that Father Gabriel definitely has to be a candidate for I Ain't Fearing Shit. He finally grew some balls and decided to fight. Anyways, just want to say that I love what you guys are doing and keep up the good work. From Chandler.
Wow. Thanks, Chandler.
Thanks, Chandler. We appreciate it. And thanks for writing in. It's always good to see
new
listeners write in or new
writers.
New writers.
Chandler, you are absolutely right. This had so much action in it. I think this was a fan show right here. A fan show. This is what we've been waiting for. And Father Gabriel, yeah, he do deserve the I Ain't Fearing Shit, or he's a close runner-up. But, you know, I got somebody else in mind.
Same here. I do, too.
But thanks, Chandler.
Thanks, Chandler. And we have an email from Tiffany. It's so good to hear from you, Tiffany. And she wrote, it was crazy, guys. I was jumping all over the couch, but silently screaming because my 2-year-old was sleeping. Ah, loved it. Okay, where to start? I was so scared for Sasha, Abe, and Daryl. I laugh when the Neganite was like, take him back there and start searching, because I was thinking, man, these guys don't know Rick's crew.
Neganite.
And when Daryl blew everything up, the three amigos sit up like all in a day's work. It was an awesome start. At several points in this episode, I was snapping my fingers like, enough dilly-dallying, time to make some moves. I felt that way a little bit during Glenn and Enid's conversations.
That was a good conversation, though.
I know, because I was talking to Gary. I was like, should we put this on our dislikes? And Gary's like, no, I liked it. So I was just kind of bored with that conversation. Just a little bit.
That conversation was needed.
Make moves number one. What was the powwow about? Everyone is in their walker capes. They are making good progress when suddenly, let's huddle up by some bushes. What the hell? Yeah, when we read this, when we cracked up laughing, we're like, yeah, she's right. Why? I mean, you mentioned it. Why did they stop? Like, right. What was the whole point? He's like, yeah, we're not going to make it through. Why? You guys have the walker stuff on you.
Why even walking all night?
Yeah, you're not going to make it through. You've been walking 3 hours already. It's dark time now. Like, just continue going. Or go in another house. The only reason why they left Jesse's house is because it got overrun with walkers.
Right.
Hurry up and sneak through another house. Go through the back door. No one will see you. No walkers will see you. So, yeah, I didn't get that whole we had to stop and huddle up and discuss stuff right now. And I wouldn't have given Father Gabe my baby either, but it seems like Carl is Judith's real protector, and if Carl was okay with it, then hey, let's do it. Even Judith looked skeptical when they were passing her off. Why is Jesse such a bad mom?
Aw, I don't agree. I don't agree with that.
I don't either. And I think we're a little hard on the moms. I think we are hard on, what was Rick's wife's name again? Lori.
Lori, yeah.
Yeah, I know a lot of people were hard on Lori. But there's no way to say what type of parent you would be during the apocalypse, you know? She did let Carl run off a little bit too much. And in this case, I think Jesse should have put her foot down when Sam said, I can stay. And be like, dude, you were just freaking out 5 minutes ago. I appreciate that. But no, you're going to leave. I'm going to have to put my foot down.
But I don't think Jesse wanted to make a scene. It looks like Sam already had his mind made up. You know, sometimes, depending on where you are, you give in to your child.
Rather, yeah, because she didn't want to make a scene, and then he acted a fool. Have Carol and Morgan made up? Not sure, but I feel like they were both right. The wolf could have been redeemed, but not in the time they had. Carol could have taken care of the problem early, and Morgan could have redeemed the next wolf.
Okay.
For some reason, when Carol was telling Morgan, I should have killed you, and once again, Morgan's like, you can't, you won't, I won't let you. Like, for some reason, I kind of got, like, love vibes from them. Like, maybe they might get together.
Where did you get that?
I don't know. For some reason, during that scene, she's like, I should have killed you. I was like, man, that's that. I hate you, but I love you because we're the same type of people.
Man, he just slammed her through the floor. I know.
I don't know. They got the Ike and Tina relationship. I don't know. For some reason, like, just don't be surprised if you see Morgan and Carol develop a relationship.
The new Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Right. That's exactly what it is.
I doubt it.
Okay, make moves number two. I wanted Dr. Denise to grab the wolf and maybe stab him up or something. Also, yeah, Denise is too scared to do that. Also, I would have been shaking like a leaf if those teeth. I'm sorry. She said, also, I would have been shaking like a leaf if those teeth were that close to me, too. I remember reading this because every time it showed his teeth, I was like, that's disgusting. There's just no way possible. It's like he did not try at all. You know, there's no way. What has he been eating?
Raw meat.
Oh, it was disgusting. All right, now for the peace de resistance. The whole family's just gone, huh?
Yeah, that's what I said last night during the instant cast. I'm like, wow, we just saw a whole family get wiped out.
And if you think about it, probably all within a week time, if you count the dad. It can't have been no more than a week. Oh, shit, I just realized something from my dislikes. I must not wrote it down. I just thought about when we said them dying. But them showing Rick, those flashbacks of Rick thinking about Jesse when she was dying. Like, dude, you've known her for like 3 weeks. Like, how are you that sad? How are you having memories? You're having 3 weeks worth of memories of Jesse. Like,
you got to move fast in the zombie apocalypse.
No, I don't remember there being no memories when Lori died. I mean, he went crazy, but it was just a little too much when they had Jesse dying and then showing it like Rick was thinking about all the times they had.
The three moments they shared.
That time he first met her. That time she helped him look for baby Judith and Kyle. I was like, dude, you cannot have known her for more than like three. I possibly gave you a month.
Sometimes you just know.
It's not even their relationship didn't even like develop like that except for like the last maybe 2 weeks. Like, it was just a little too much. I was like, okay, y'all. They trying to make it big, but okay. And then she wrote, it's official, Rick will end up with Michonne, obviously. I'm hoping so. The way Michonne was like, Rick's out there, he needs me. You could tell she's in love. She's in love, so. Little did I know my favorite step would happen next. When they finally got Carl to the infirmary and Rick was sliding into Rick rage, and even though it was foggy, the only voice vaguely penetrating was Michonne's.
Well, I gotta watch again.
Yeah, I gotta watch again as well. Yeah. And her panicked face, which I was just talking about, like, oh, I just love that scene. She understood his rage, and then she kissed Carl on the forehead. I freaking melted. I thought that scene was great, too. She said, favorite scene number 343. Then it was all hands on deck, you pansy-ass Alexandrians. Let's do this up in here. Folks running from their houses, protecting their home. It was pretty awesome. I know this is long, so I'll try to stop. Ain't fair and shit. She gave it to three people. Carl, yeah, you just tried to kill me, Ron, but take my hand and pipe down. We're tiptoeing through zombies over here. Rick, taking all the zombies all night. Michonne, for recognizing that all Rick needs is sword backup.
Okay.
Excited you two are back. You're officially my favorite The Walking Dead podcast.
Wow, thank you.
Thank you, Tiffany. We appreciate it. And that covers all our listener letters, and we'd love to hear from more of you guys. dead@theverdictsin.com. And also want to give a special thank you to Carla, who wrote us on Facebook, and she's been listening to us since Wayward Pines as well.
Wow. Thank you, Carla.
Yes. Thank you, Carla. And she also recommended a new show called Outsiders, which plays on WGN. So I looked it up. It kind of looks like something about it reminds me of Sons of Anarchy, but they're in the mountains. I mean, I might be just judging, but it looks like a dark show, like a dark series.
Here we go. Check it out.
Yeah. So Outsiders on WGN, if you guys want to check out a new show. All right, so that covers all our listener letters. We'd love to hear from you guys, more people. So send us an email, dead@theverdictsin.com. And now for our award and prediction. Today, I ain't fearing shit. Would you like to start us off, Gary?
No, you go ahead.
Okay. I'm going to have to say, which is probably obvious because I've been talking about this person, you know, being their cheerleader all episode long, but I'm going to have to give it to Michonne. She kept her calm. She killed Ron, which had to be hard to kill a kid. And she had Rick's back. I mean, Rick went on a suicide mission, if you think about it, when he went outside with those walkers. And she had his back. And I feel like that's why she kissed Carl goodbye. It was almost like a, I may not see you ever again because I'm going to go out and try to save your dad's life type of thing. So I just thought she was really badass this episode. She killed so many walkers. She's not fearing shit. She's never fearing shit. And even if she is fearing shit, she still does what she has to do. So I ain't fearing shit award this week, in my opinion, goes to Michonne.
You know, there's just so many people to choose from. I mean, it was Gabriel, Eugene. You didn't think Eugene? Nicole gave me a funny face when I said Eugene. Michonne. There's everybody. We saw Glenn. Glenn almost died for the umpteenth time. I mean, this dude never fearing shit. But I would have to give the I Ain't Fearing Shit award to the residents of Alexandria. They all came out. They did what they had to do. I don't know if Rick was their motivation or they just was tired of being stuck in a house. But the whole town of Alexandria deserved the I Ain't Fearing Shit award. Well, the ones that were left. A lot of them died like a couple of hours before when the wolves came in.
Right. I mean, I think that's a good pick. At the same time, it's almost like giving the participation award to everybody. Like, they need to pick somebody.
They get a participation award. Okay. What can I say?
Okay, I'm going to let slide this
They
time,
were all involved. You participated. You participated.
I think we need to do awards where it's just single person winning.
You know, I usually do, but I just can't single out a person. Everybody did their thing.
I will agree. I will agree. A lot of people.
Even Sam was a fearing shit.
Sam. Oh, yeah. Sam, he tried not to fear shit.
Yeah.
Okay. Shoot, you know who wasn't fearing shit? Ron.
I mean, Ron really wasn't fearing shit.
Do you have to be to pull a gun out somebody when you're the only one left? But all right, so most likely to die. I was just talking about you for picking more than one person. And I have Spencer or Abraham. I don't know which one, but one of them are going to die. Spencer or Abraham.
Yeah, those are good picks, but personally, I don't think neither one of them are going to die. My pick is for most likely to die is Heath. I mean, he's been missing like 15 episodes and they brought him back for, you know, this episode. They brought him back to die.
Yeah. I wouldn't be. Yeah, you're right. It is weird that he all of a sudden showed up again.
You know, he was already moving on to better jobs, better things.
Yeah.
And they were like, nah. Come back.
Come back. We got to show you die.
We got to kill y'all properly.
Right. I don't know if they kill Heath because he's young. He's. Like, he's new blood.
They just killed Sam. What do you mean he's young?
I mean, I guess he's just new blood. You know, they just got him. We just met Heath this season.
Man, they usually kill people in the same episode.
I know, but I think right
now,
we
meet them, they're dead.
They need to get new people in for us to start liking those new people. Like Spencer, we need to kind of get to like him. We need to kind of get to know Heath so we can like him. So they can kill off some of our beloved. Because they can't kill off a beloved if we don't, because then we will be left with no one that we care about. So they have to kill off, they got to get us to know those people more, Spencer and Heath, so then we can care a little bit more when they do eventually die.
But you know who I'm getting real tired of? I'm getting real tired of Glenn surviving.
Oh, yeah.
I'm getting real tired of that.
Yeah, it's kind of now becoming a joke. Like now.
Like this guy can't die.
When is he going to die? I mean, I don't want him to die. I actually thought that was, I don't know why we didn't have it on our likes, but I thought that was real sweet that he was about to go out for Maggie.
I was like, finally.
I definitely didn't think that. If anybody survives, I would love for it to be
this
Glenn
guy been
Maggie.
On my most likely to die list for like a month straight.
Yeah.
3 months.
I think Glenn dies, it's going to be unexpected. So we'll see. I don't know. Or hopefully he won't die. If anything, maybe Daryl may die instead. I don't know.
You know, I was hoping Glenn would die in a little off season, off the little break.
Like we didn't see when
it
came back.
Like we didn't see it came back and, it, you know, we saw Enid by herself with a flower. Like, oh, no, he's dead.
I don't know. That'd have been weird.
We would have still watched.
All right. Well, I guess that's everything.
We appreciate
you guys listening. We will be back Sunday night with our instant cast and then Tuesday again with our full recap. Remember to email us, dead@theverdictsin.com. And you can also like all of our stuff on social media. And make sure to leave us a review and rating on iTunes. There are several hundred Walking Dead podcasts. In order for us to get higher up on the list, you have to go and leave a review and rating on iTunes. All right. Thank you so much. I'm Nicole.
I'm Gary.
Good night.
Good night.